for StoryCorps' One Small Step, Akea, 16, and Beverly, 78, come together for a conversation in Belfast at the Torchlight Media Studio. This year, as an alumni hub station, WERU chose to lean into the need for intergenerational understanding within our communities. Akea is a student at the Alternative Program for Belfast Area High School, BCOPE, because earlier this year, we delivered a training for StoryCorps at their high school program, and a handful of those students decided to follow up those curiosities by participating in one of these conversations. In this clip that you're about to hear, Beverly and Akea discuss the pressures of being a teenager, the perils of acting your own age, or not, and more. Now, Beverly and Akea.
I'm gonna be so honest, I saw the silver hair and I was like, oh yeah, I got this. I was like, this is gonna be nice, because I looked at you and I just thought, that's a kind person right there. I grew up very Christian, never celebrated Halloween until 2 years ago. Wasn't allowed to dress up, wasn't allowed to go anywhere. I had to leave school early if they did a parade. And also, I couldn't do Girl Scouts because, you know, they support abortion. But if my parents just took a chance to listen about how I feel, all parents should be able to do that. They should all be able to just listen to their kids' opinions. And it's just sad to me that people are so, you know, everything has to be their way. Especially with politics, it's like, can't even explain it. I just don't like how things are going. Do you feel your age?
Yes and no. In the morning, yes, I feel my age, and weird things are beginning to happen that my mom never told me about, my grandmother never told me about. Why didn't they prepare me? You know, I wake up in the morning and something weird is going on, and I know that it went on with them too, but they didn't sit down and say, Bev, this is what you can expect to happen when you get to be your age. But at the same time, I feel younger. Like, when we met this morning, you said, oh, you don't look 78. And I thought, thank you. I say to myself, I'm going to hike. I'm going to go in the woods and ski and not worry about falling down, even though I have fallen down and the sun's going down and I think I'm going to freeze to death. I am 78. I do have mounting medical complications. I just have to realize that I am who I am.
I do not feel 16. It feels like I've lived a lot longer than 16. Being 16 is really hard because no one really takes you seriously. No, there's more stuff going on than me just being mean and a teenager. Like, I have my own thoughts and opinions. Like, I act like an adult, I've been told. People don't see me as an adult, which is very hard.
And they might actually resent it.
Yeah, most people, my dad was like, I wish I could be as mature as you for your when I was your age. He actually has told me that, and I was like, no, you don't.
Yeah.
It sucks. I don't like it. I was actually born when he was deployed in Iraq. He's just a very, very wise man. He taught me that high school never ends. Everyone's going to be immature no matter what. At high school, they're like, oh, why do you dress like that? Why do you do that? That's like that in the real world.
I sometimes judge women by the efforts that they seem to be making to look as glamorous as possible, and thinking to myself, and I think I generalize or judge. That's something that I try to correct in myself.
Yeah, like I said, I think the human race is very judgmental and selfish. It just all depends on your environment you're around. But in reality, everyone has a backstory on why they do something.
Yeah.
And it's hard not judging people, but it's for the better that you don't judge people till you actually talk to them, which I struggle with as well.
I feel like a lot of people are hiding things. And I think when a person focuses a lot on a certain aspect of her life, and I'm still talking about women now, but I think it's true for men too, maybe even more, that they feel insecure about something deep down inside.
I just decided one day, oh, I'm going to dress how I want. I'm going to eat what I want. I'm going to do what I want, if it's, you know, as long as it's not disturbing anyone else's.
Right.
Life is so short. You don't need to worry about how you dress, what you look like. I learned that the hard way.
Right. I feel like I'm talking to someone who's older than 16.
Thank you.
I mean it, really. I think you've got a pretty expansive worldview for someone your age.
I try.
Yeah.
I have older brothers, so.
Yeah.
If people could be way less violent and hostile towards each other and just, you know, talk like this and just not, it's not a debate, it's just a conversation with someone, I think America would be so much better, but everyone has to be so hostile towards each other, and I don't agree with it.
I'm sorry to say this to you because you're a lot younger than I am, but I feel like that people need to know that some of us are kind of working on it and hoping for a better a better future, and I'm one of them.
This conversation was recorded, engineered, and facilitated by Michelle Crystal and produced by me, Chris Battaglia, for WERU. Thanks to Beverly and Ikea. Music by Chris Zabriskie. StoryCorps' One Small Step and the radio station Hubs are made possible by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.